好，我们现在进入读经的环节。今天要读的经文是在路加福音9:57-62。We have the scripture reading for today. The reading is at Luke chapter 9:57-62. 我将用华语先读出，然后再用英文。他们走路的时候，有一人对耶稣说，你无论往哪里去，我要跟从你。耶稣说，狐狸有洞，天空的飞鸟有窝，只是人子没有枕头的地方。又对一个人说，跟从我来。那人说，主，容我先回去埋葬我的父亲。耶稣说，任凭死人埋葬他们的死人，你只管去传扬神国的道。又有一人说，主，我要跟从你，但容我先去辞别我家里的人。耶稣说，手扶着犁向后看的不配进神的国。As they were walking along the road, a man said to him, I will follow you wherever you go. Jesus replied, Foxes have dens and birds have nests, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head. He said to another man, Follow me. But he replied, Lord, first let me go and bury my father. Jesus said to him, Let the dead bury their own dead. But you go and proclaim the kingdom of God. Still another said, I will follow you, Lord, but first let me go back and say goodbye to my family. Jesus replied, No one who puts a hand to the plow and looks back is fit for the service in the kingdom of God. 这段经文好难哦。所以今天我们的这个，我们就请讲员所讲的这个信息题目是计算代价追随基督。Okay, the passage that I, the scripture that I just read, the more I read, the more difficult I, the heavier I felt. Okay, that's why I think today we are going to invite Pastor Paul to actually preach. Okay, on the topic counting the cost, choosing Christ.今天我们会有赖思强传道为我们传译。We'll invite Pastor Lai to actually do the translation. Pastor Paul and Pastor Lai, please.
Good afternoon, church family, guests, and a warm welcome to everyone joining us today.
大家下午好，欢迎大家今天来到这里，我们当中诸位弟兄姐妹。每一位家人我们的要受浸受洗的弟兄姐妹。
Today is a day of tremendous joy. We gather to worship, to hear God's word, and to celebrate with those who are taking the vital step of baptism. Baptism is a public declaration of an inward transformation, an open testimony before God, the church, and the world that says, I belong to Jesus Christ.
这是无比喜乐的一天。我们大家一起聚集来赞美神，来聆听神的话，也是在今天要踏出这重要一步，接受洗礼的，和他们一同来庆祝这一刻。这个洗礼是一项宣告，在神与教会和世人面前公开见证，我属于耶稣基督。
As wonderful and joyful as today is, we must remember that Jesus never presented following him as an easy or casual decision. He never lowered his standards to draw a crowd or make discipleship sound comfortable. In fact, throughout the Gospels, whenever crowds grew large, Jesus often spoke most direct and challenging words about what it truly cost to walk with him.
但是我们要想到，无论今天是多美好或者喜乐，我们需要记得耶稣从没有将跟随他当作是一个容易的决定。耶稣基督从未降低他的标准，用来吸引群众或成为门徒，听来很舒服， 每一次在福音书里群众人数一多起来，耶稣就直接的挑战大家跟随他的代价。
In our scripture reading today, Jesus encounters three different individuals along the road, each expressing a desire to follow him. Through these three short conversations, Jesus lays out the fundamental principles of true discipleship.
在刚才一心弟兄所读的经文里面，我们看到耶稣遇见三位在路途上不同的人，都表示要跟从他。通过这三段简短的对话，耶稣列下真正门徒的基础跟原则。
Salvation is entirely by God's grace. It's a free gift purchased by the blood of Christ on the cross. You can never earn or pay for it. But while salvation is free, discipleship will cost us everything. Today, as our baptism candidates prepare to be baptized, let us examine what Jesus requires of everyone who will answer his call.
救恩全然是神的恩典，是以基督十字架宝血买赎的免费礼物，但这却是我们无法赚取或偿还的。虽然救恩是免费的，成为门徒却需要我们付上代价。今天将要接受水礼敬礼的诸位，我们将在进行这礼仪前，我们一起来检测到底耶稣要求我们每一位如何回应他的呼召。
At first glance, this prospective follower sounds like the ideal candidate. He steps up with bold enthusiasm. I will follow you wherever you go.
在这第一段的经文，我们看到这位门徒看起来是那最标准要跟从耶稣的人。你无论往哪里去，我要跟从你。
Yet notice how Jesus responds. Instead of celebrating his enthusiasm, Jesus brings up homelessness and hardship. Why? Because Jesus sees past emotional eagerness and the human heart. He knows that many people are drawn to the benefits of following him without counting the sacrifices required.
让我们来注意一下耶稣他如何来回应这位所谓的标准的门徒。与其和这个人来庆贺他的热忱，耶稣呈现出这样的一个现实，他无家可归，他要过的将是一个苦日子。为什么呢？因为耶稣看出这情绪上的激动与人心。人们通常看到跟随耶稣的好处，但没有计算那背后要付上的牺牲代价。
Jesus lived without earthly security or physical comforts. Foxes had secure dens, and birds had safe nests, but the creator of the universe walked through his own creation without a permanent home. He did not lack power or resources. He willingly embraced sacrifice out of love and obedience to the Father's mission.
我们看到耶稣在世上，他没有安全感，他也没有这些所谓外表的舒适。他说的无里有洞，天空的飞鸟有窝，只是人子没有枕头的地方。我们的创造主在他的创造面前走过的时候，他却没有那安稳永久的居所。他其实不缺乏任何的权势与资源，但是他却以爱来拥抱牺牲并顺服天父的使命。
Jesus was effectively saying to this man, Are you willing to follow me when there is no guarantee of comfort, security, or worldly applause? In our world today, many people approach Jesus expecting him to serve as guarantor for an easy life, promising health, financial success, and freedom from trouble. But Jesus never promised an easy road. He promised his presence, his peace, his strength, and eternal life.But he also made clear that following him involves taking up a cross.
这段有点长，我们慢慢翻译。
Sorry.
其实他要跟这个跟随他的这个标准的门徒，他要告诉他，我们没有什么所谓舒适安全的保障，世人的掌声，你仍然还要跟随我吗？今天主耶稣告诉他的门徒，告诉我们大家每一位要跟从他的， 我们可能就不是再继续享受所谓舒适的生活，财务上的成功，或者无忧无虑。但是主耶稣应许他的同在，他应许他的平安，他应许他的能力，他应许永生。
To our baptism candidates, today you are declaring that Jesus is worthy of your whole life, regardless of the circumstances. There may be moments in your career, your friendships, or your family when choosing Christ over compromise creates friction or sacrifice. But as the Apostle Paul declared in Philippians 3, verse 8, everything else pales in comparison to the surpassing knowledge of knowing Christ Jesus our Lord.
今天我要向这些要受浸的、受洗的弟兄姐妹来表达，你要宣告耶稣基督，你要在你的生活、生命当中来见证他，无论当付上怎么代价，在你的学业、在你的事业、在你的家庭，甚至你的朋友圈里，你都可能要在选择基督上，可能在某一个程度上你会产生一些的牺牲，甚至造成了一些的摩擦。但是就像保罗，使徒保罗在腓立比书第三章八节说，不但如此，我也将万事当作有损的，因我已认识我主基督耶稣为至宝，我为他已经丢弃万事，当看作粪土，为要得着基督。
Following Jesus begins with total commitment, not because he seeks to burden us, but because he alone is worthy of our whole heart.
跟随基督需要我们全然的委身，不是因为他要给我们重担，而是他本身真的就配得我们全心全意。
As we move to the second point, following Jesus requires first priority.In the second encounter, Jesus himself initiates the call. He said to another man, follow me. But he replied, Lord, first let me go and bury my father. Jesus said to him, let the dead bury the dead, but you go and proclaim the kingdom of God.
在接下来这一段，我们看到耶稣对这个人说，是耶稣主动的。耶稣对他说，跟从我来。但那人说，主，容我先回去埋葬我的父亲。耶稣就告诉他，任凭死人埋葬他们的死人，只管去传扬神国的道。
At first reading, Jesus' response seems harsh, even insensitive. But was Jesus instructing him to dishonor his parents or abandon his family during grief? Absolutely not. Scripture consistently commands us to honor our fathers and mothers.
我们在看到荧幕上的经文，我们会觉得，哎，为什么耶稣说的这么的不近人情、不敏感？其实耶稣是要告诉他，耶稣要他不是要抛弃他的父母亲，他不是叫他不孝敬他的父母亲，肯定不是。在经文里面，我们看见我们的主的的确确的教导我们要孝敬父母。
In the culture of that time, burying a father was a common idiom used to describe staying at home to fulfill all familial and inheritance obligations until one's parents had passed away, which could mean a delay of years or even decades. The man was essentially saying, Lord, I want to follow you, but later, when it's convenient and after all my other obligations are fulfilled.
在当时候的文化，我们看到这样的一个所谓奉养父母表示他要在家里奉养父母直到终老，基本上他就是要告诉你，接下来这可能几年，甚至在十几年里面，这个人就说，主啊，我其实愿意来跟随你，但请等我，当我觉得可以的时候，当我觉得可行的时候，那我就能够把我的这些重担给放下，我的义务完成了，我才来跟随你。
Jesus' answer cuts to the core. Let the spiritually dead bury their earthly dead. The work of the kingdom of God cannot wait for a convenient season. The issue here is not family or earthly responsibility. The issue here is priority.
其实我们看到主耶稣很直接了当的来针对那问题的症结，就是让那些在属灵上已经死亡的去埋葬他们肉身死亡的。主耶稣的国不可能等到我们舒适我们可以的季节我们才来跟随他。在这里不是在讲任何的家庭或者地上的责任，这是我们需要优先次序来处理的。
Many people today say the same thing to God. I will follow Jesus after I finish my degree. I will commit my life after my career is established. I will serve God after I retire and life slows down. Who are you putting first? Jesus or yourself?
其实今天我们每个人都说出同样的话，我会跟随耶稣，但等我先完成拿到大学的学位，我会委身，但直到我的事业有成，我会侍奉神，但是等我的退休之后，我的生活的步伐慢下来的时候。
Jesus calls us to realize that no good thing, whether career, family, personal ambitions, or financial goals can take precedence over him.Good things make terrible gods. When Jesus is given first place, every other area of our life, our relationships, our work, our plans fall into their proper alignment.
其实主耶稣要我们一定确确的来明白，没有任何包括我们的事业，包括我们的学业，包括我们的家庭，或者我们个人，或者财务上的一些的目标，可以代替耶稣成为第一位。我们需要把我们的优先次序给摆对。其实最美好的事物，在这里翻译直接翻译是会成为我们非常可怕的偶像，我们的神。但是当主耶稣成为我们的首页，成为我们的首位，成为我们的优先次序，我们其他生命的都会摆在他很有次序的安稳当中。
Baptism is your public declaration that Jesus is no longer just a part of your life. He is the center around which your life, your entire life revolves.
所以我们在这里要接受洗礼的弟兄姐妹，我们看到主耶稣不只是你生命的其中一部分，他是你生命的中心，是你围绕着这中心来运作的。
Oh, thank you. Okay, so finally, the last point. Following Jesus requires our undivided focus.
最后一点，我们来看到我们要跟随基督，需要我们最重点的关注。
Finally, a third man approaches Jesus. Still another said, I will follow you, Lord, but first let me go back and say goodbye to my family. Jesus replied, No one who puts his hand on the plow and looks back is fit for the kingdom of for service in the kingdom of God.
最后这第三个人是耶稣，这样他跟主耶稣说，主啊，我要跟从你，但容我先去识别我家里的人。耶稣却对他说，手扶着犁向后看的不配进神的国。
Saying goodbye to family seems like a simple, reasonable request, but Jesus uses the image of a farmerplowing a field to make a vital point. When a farmer handles a traditional plow, he must keep his eyes straight, fixed straight ahead on a landmark at the edge of the field. The moment he turns around to look behind him, the plow veers off course, creating crooked furrows and spoiling the field.
其实我们看见跟我们的家人道别，似乎是一个非常简单或者理性的一个要求，但是主耶稣反而在这里用到一个简单的农夫拿着一个犁来做一个重点的解释。因为当我们看见这个农夫拿着这个犁的时候，他的眼目他的眼睛一定要望向前，非常的专注看着那个稻田的四围。当他不专注的时候，他四周看的时候，他反而会把那个犁用得不对，而且会损坏当时候的稻田。
Earlier this year, while on a break, I had the opportunity to see a farmer not using his oxen but on a tractor plowing his field.
在今年我有机会去到一个农田的地方，我刚好有看到这样的一个农夫，他就是用这样的一个机器来移他的农地。
As he was very focused. I don't think it was because he's Japanese, but he was very focused. He did one row and then he stopped, checked it, and then went back and did another row.
虽然他在用着机器，当然我们可能会觉得他是日本人，所以他比较专注，但是他却是很专注的犁完一片的稻田，然后他停了下来，他再次来确认了之后，他才去犁另外一片的地。
Jesus is teaching that a disciple cannot walk faithfully into the future while continually longing or clinging to the past.
其实我想耶稣在这里更重要的是要我们看见我们不可能再跟随他，但是我们却在为自己筹划将来。
This echoes the story of Elisha's response to Elijah in 1 Kings 19-21. You go ahead and read it.
我们看见在这里在列王记上第十九章十九到二十一节是以利沙在蒙选召的时候，以利亚向他的回应。这时候我们看见我就读哈，于是以利亚离开那里走了，遇见撒法的儿子以利沙耕地，在他前头有十二对牛，自己赶着第十二对。以利亚到他那里，将自己的外衣搭在他身上，以利沙就离开牛，跑到以利亚那里说：“求你容我先与父母亲嘴，然后我便跟随你。”以利亚对他说：“你回去吧，我向你做了什么呢？”以利沙就离开他回去，宰了一对牛，用套牛的器具煮肉给民吃，随后就起身跟随以利亚，服侍他。
In the account that our brother has just read,Elisha received the call to follow Elijah as his mentee.
在我所读的刚才那段经文里面，以利沙被以利亚呼召来跟随主。
His father, Shaphat, was obviously a rich man because he had 12 yokes of oxen. That makes probably 24.
当然，以利沙的父亲是肯定是一个有钱的人，因为他不只是有一头牛，有十二头牛这么多。
When you have 12, it's faster to plow your field.
当然，你那个时候你犁田，你耕田就非常的快速。
But what is Elisha's response when he receives the call from Elijah?
但是以利沙对以利亚的呼召的回应是什么呢？
Says, "Can I have your permission to go and kiss my parents goodbye?"
他说：“容我去亲吻我的父亲，向他道别。”
But he does more than that. He kills his two oxen.He uses the yoke as fuel to cook the oxen.
他不只是向他的父亲道别，他还用他那个套牛的器具煮肉给民吃。
He was declaring to his family and all those gathered there that he was unconditionally committed to following Elijah. Nothing, not even his past life as a farmer, was going to distract him from following Elijah.
其实以利沙在这里的行动行为真正的表明说他已经决心要来跟随他这个呼召他的以利亚也跟随主，所以他的行动表明了他的心态。
Undivided focus doesn't mean you will never face struggles.
当我们说我们没有任何的影响，任何分散我们注意力的，不代表我们就没有困难
or stumble along the way.
或者会遭遇任何的创伤。
Discipleship is not about immediate perfection. It's about direction and perseverance.
其实门徒在这里我们要受装备的，不代表我们就会立刻成为完美。
It means that when you fall, and you will fall, you will get up and you fix your eyes on Jesus and you keep pressing forward without looking back.
当我们把我们的方向矫正，当我们持续的来进行我们当做的，我们跌倒了，我们还是站起来，把我们的眼目定睛在耶稣身上。
So in conclusion, these three short encounters along the road to Jerusalem, Jesus gives us a clear picture of what it means to follow him.
所以在这三个简单的碰到这三位门徒，耶稣给我们看到一个非常清楚的图画，跟随耶稣代表什么？
Firstly, it requires unconditional commitment, choosing Christ over worldly comfort.
我们看见的第一项是在舒适之上，我们要全然委身，选择基督超过我们世上的舒适。
Secondly, it requires making him your first priority above all other competing interests.
这第二点告诉我们，在一切的事物上要求我们第一的优先次序。
And finally, it requires undivided focus on the path ahead.
最后我们要看见的，在前面的路途上，我们需要最重点的关注我们的主耶稣。
So candidates, today, as you prepare for baptism, whether in the water or by sprinkling, you are testifying before God and this congregation that you have counted the cost and found Jesus Christ to be worth everything.
所以今天要受浸还是受洗的弟兄姊妹，你其实就是在神面前也在会众面前表明你已经计算好代价，你要追随基督。
You do not walk this path alone. The Holy Spirit dwells within you, and the church stands ready to walk alongside you, pray for you, and encourage you every step of the way.
你不会只是孤单的上路，那圣灵在你的里面，还有这教会的大家庭会跟你一起同行，为你祷告，鼓励你。
And to everyone here today, Jesus asked each of us the very same question he posed on the road long ago. Will you follow me?
而对于我们在座的每一位，我想耶稣也向我们每一个人说话，他问的还是同样的问题，就是在这条路上你会跟随我吗？
Not half-heartedly, not just when it's easy, but with your whole heart and life. May each of us renew our commitment to count the cost, choose Christ, and follow him faithfully every day. Let us pray.
不是一般一般的心态，也不是当我们觉得我们可以的时候，而是当我们全心全意，我们每个人都继续在他面前更新我们的委身，计算代价，追随基督，每一天信实的跟随他。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for the gospel of Jesus Christ. We thank you that while salvation is a free gift of your grace, you call us into a life of wholehearted discipleship. We pray for those being baptized today. Fill them with your Holy Spirit. Give them courage in times of trial.And grant them persevering faith to walk closely with you all the days of our lives. Help our church family to love, support, and disciple one another as we fix our eyes on Jesus. In his precious and holy name we pray. Amen.
Amen.